Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. You know, recently, one of my friends, a young gal in our small group, she began her master's studies in counseling at one of the large public universities here in Pittsburgh. She has a tender heart for people, and she is drawn to helping others. And she said it didn't take long into this first semester for her to be presented in her counseling studies with the challenge of moral relativism. Moral relativism, that there are no moral absolutes, no universal moral standards, that what one considers to be right or wrong can vary from person to person and situation to situation. What you choose to believe is relative for each person, moral relativism. She said it was made clear in a discussion in one of her classes to these future young counselors that they would likely be faced with having to counsel young people through sexual identity issues and transitioning. So they were presented only with the instruction of how to lead someone into transitioning and never a thought about how to help that person discover their true identity as God created them. You know, isn't it interesting that those who say they support moral relativism, that, hey, anything goes, what you believe goes, they really don't want anything goes because they don't want alternative beliefs to their own. Well, my sweet young friend, I'm afraid, will be battling this for the remainder of her master's program. So in our small group, our job is to be sure that each of us as believers is equipped with the truth as God has given it to us. So we are ready to take our stand for Christ. You know, as we've been studying the book of Romans, we have seen that Paul begins his letter to the Roman Christians with making it clear that God has standards. And in that day, some of the people had ignored those standards. Paul calls this in his letter godlessness. Godlessness. Those who practiced godlessness knew God, but they lived for themselves with no moral absolutes. And anything goes. Well, God was not pleased. These are His people. They are His God. He is their God. Sorry, said it wrong. He is their God. They are His people. And this anything goes, no moral absolutes, is completely against God's best for them. And there's a reason that He has standards and of conduct and moral behavior, because He doesn't want to see His people hurt. Well, we read this as Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 21. Paul writes this: "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. And because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Although they know God's righteousness, desert, although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death. They not only continue to do these things, but also approve of those who practice them. God gave them over. We heard that phrase several times in this passage. God gave them over. That is such a sad and frightful phrase. When people stubbornly decide to do life their own way with no thought to God's best, eventually God steps aside and says, in essence, okay, have it your way. That's frightening. As Max Lucado writes in his book In the Grip of Grace on page 26, he writes this: if a society deletes God from the human equation, what sandbags will it stack against the swelling tide of barbarism and hedonism? As Dostoevsky stated, if God is dead, then everything is justifiable. The reason God teaches us about his best for our lives is that he created each of us for a purpose that would glorify him. And when we follow God's best for our lives, it brings God glory and it brings us good pleasure. And we can shine a light on God for others to see, not so that we get the glory, but so that they might be drawn to God and his best for them. We'll not convince others about God if we shame them and condemn them and point out their sins or even alienate them. We draw people to God by loving them just as God loves us, even though we are sinners. We can still love and care for a coworker who chooses to live a sinful lifestyle. We can be gracious to a family member or neighbor who choose alternative lifestyles because we know kindness and grace are what draws them to God. Jesus always showed kindness and love to the sinner while telling the truth about the sin. So, my sweet friend who is facing the challenge of moral relativism in her classes, whose initial tendency, by the way, was to say that she would refer a sexually confused person to another counselor, decided instead, now she is asking God to help her know how to extend grace while also sharing there is another option for their sexual confusion. Will it be easy? No. No, it isn't for any of us in this culture of moral relativism. But God stands by our side, giving us strength and wisdom when we ask him. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.